Don't tell a lie about me, and I won't tell the truth about you. Ha! That's what you're doing. I shall be doing kunim. Forget it. Mama! All right, people, welcome to another exciting episode of the Sincerely A Crowd podcast. Oh, my God. They came back to see who? The very who? Where did they come back to? Huh? You know what it is. Busting through in another podcast space. Yes, the one, the only, the freshest. Yeah, puyaka, puyaka. Ora kiri yande. It is Sincerely A Crowd, people. We are here. Oh, my God. Raspy voice and all. But welcome, people, to the people's favorite podcast in here in Ghana. Yes. My name is Joseph NT. Yes. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I promise you, it doesn't get better. It's pretty much a lot of this and some, like, really good music. So, welcome. And, you know, if you're a returning listener, hey, we want to say a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the podcast hosting network that we're assigned to. And if you're new, listen, I always struggle on this part. It's fine. It is what it is. Sincerities get it. And that's what we call, like, new people who listen to us. Sincerities. I think it takes about 3-4 listens to make you an official sincerity. So spread the word. Let people know, you know, we've reduced the entrance rate for whatever, because, you know, we're being charitable and what, you know, CSR. But anyway, I also want to give a quick shout out to Kwame Asantefori. He's the other half of this podcast. We do this podcast together. And look, you're all caught up on everything Sincerely A Crowd. Welcome. Yeah.
I'm an enemy, good they start so hard pride. I be the reason why she pull up in a ride. See about you over 9.5. Before identify, I go make and wife. Smoking trees like it's legal life. I love her vibe, we should chill for life. For your mother, no fee compromise. I did for you, no fee drop and slide. She said, give me the vibe. Ginger, something with the boss, she taking shots. Trigger, something we gon' make back, no, puff and pass. Sesame like, she keep giving, no send your papa. She play my tune, murder. So I know, say I mind don't enter. She see the mood, settings, she know tonight we gon' get there.
Hey, listen. So this is the part of the podcast where we talk about what's been popping, what's been going on, what everybody's going up against. And this, I am just coming off of a very exciting ride, a very jolly ride, if I may say so myself. Yes. Oh my God, guys. Can we, like, just quick, like, sidestep a little bit? You know, I love my tangents, right? But I hate buying gas. I hate buying gas. Buying gas in Ghana is designed to just make you look like a fool. It's so fucking annoying. First of all, I have a lot of anxiety. So just carrying the cylinder to and fro, I'm like, okay, I'm one speed rump. I'm one pothole away from a gas explosion. Like, I am literally driving very slowly. And, you know, luckily it's not far from where I live, but still, it's like 3-4 minutes of fucking anxiety. Put that aside. Then when you get there, you are always in some fucking queue and the sun is always out. Let me tell you something. I have never gone to buy gas for the clouds to be, for it to be cloudy, you know, for it to look like it's about to rain. Never. It's always fucking scorching hot. And right now, with the way the climate is set up in this country, it's like we're trying to, like, outdo Dubai. I don't know what the fuck is going on, y'all. This is the worst time to buy gas as a Ghanaian. I hate it. I hate it so much. And I start to resent the fact that whoever Nkrumah had working on the whole situation really didn't think about the fact that we could have done like a proper pipeline. Like, what is it? I don't know. Educate me. Like, is it like our geography wouldn't allow it? Educate me, y'all, because I am fucking over it. And when you actually buy the gas, that cylinder is always too fucking heavy. Why is it so heavy? And, like, if you're carrying a heavy cylinder, right? Like, you are, like, opening your legs. Like, you don't want your balls to fall down because, like, there's broken glass. It's so annoying. I really hate purchasing gas. But anyway, let's talk about Kendrick Lamar. Woo! Guys, let me tell you something. Okay, first of all, a lot of you guys are going to be like, oh, my God, Joseph is K-Dot. Joseph likes K-Dot. Listen, I haven't really fully participated in listening to Drake since Views I used to listen to every album. I was into every song. I was following Drake. You know what I mean? Like, I was interested, invested in his musicology or whatever he was giving us. After views, I have not. I can't really recall what it was, but every now and then I see a few things that makes me go like, whew, thank God I got off that train. You know what I mean? So that's just how I feel about him. It's like, I don't hate him. You know, sometimes when he does a few things, I'm like, I love a stunt queen. Drake is a stunt queen, y'all. Drake be stunning on all y'all every single fucking... Drake would succeed on a season of Big Brother Naija. I'm telling you. And he would be the light-skinned buddy that makes it to the final, but doesn't win. And that would be her villain origin story. I'm telling you, that's Drake for me. That's how I see the nigga, okay? And, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit biased with Kendrick because Kendrick, like, you know, Beyonce has some really great songs with Kendrick. You know what I mean? It's always going to be about the Queen Bee, you know? And I feel like that's really what, like, sucked me into it. Even though I've always known about Good Kid, Mad City because, you know, back in the Chessy, I had this friend, Omar. He was really, like, good with music and everything. And that's how I discovered Frank Ocean through Omar. Omar, if you don't know, that's how I found out about Frank Ocean. You played him for me. Yeah. What the fuck was I talking about? I have lost it. I can't remember what I was talking about, guys. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, my God. Let's see if I can bring you back. Okay, so I was talking about Omar introduced me to Frank Ocean. Okay, great. And, you know, I got into Good Kid, Mad City, and I really liked it, you know? I think Dumb was good. I think To Pimp a Butterfly was all right. But I'm here for Kendrick all the time. I like the, you know, theatrics in the presentation of his, you know, his rap. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me say something. This whole diss record, right? The last 3 minutes of the song is where all the juice is. That's the most, like, that's the fertile ground for me. That's the, like, what are you talking about? We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. I was like, wow, wow, wow. I feel like Kendrick has just started something. Like, now people are randomly going to be like bursting. Like, it's going to be a meme. Ooh. I'm telling you, it's really something. And I don't know why there are people who always want to say like, oh, here they go. Kendrick isn't saying anything. He's not doing anything. Like, I saw a tweet where somebody was like, Kendrick went for the same things. He should have come with something else. And what, like, I'm like, nigga, what are you talking about? Like, what are you fucking, can you not appreciate what is being, are you serious? The layers of it all? What? This man went from telling this nigga, you're moving just like a degenerate. Every antic is feeling distasteful, okay? He was talking to him like a grown man, like a big daddy up there. Like, listen, and he went as low as, hold on. He faking for likes and digital hugs. He faking for likes and bitch, let me tell you something. I love a current queen. I love a queen that sticks up, you know, keeps up with the times. Okay. And Kendrick said, listen, he faking for likes and digital hugs. This nigga want to be a bad bitch. I'm telling you. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. He said, I'd rather do that than let a Canadian nigga make Pac turn in his grave. Bitch, let me tell you something. I'm gagged. Because you know Drake had like Tupac on his, you know, the AI version of Tupac on the last whatever. It was crazy. And that's the thing. When I went on the If More Let's Divide podcast, I said it like, I love... when I get into like hip hop, especially the this era, I just want to be entertained. I want to, like, if I'm listening, I just want to go like, oh my God, what, fuck that. Oh, hey, oh, that's how you feel. I want to go through this emotion. If I don't go through it like that, I don't know. Like when I listen to Drake, I'm like, okay, girl, we get it. Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, listen, I'm sorry. How many more black features do you finally feel like you're black enough? Okay. Oh, the sexy red line. That one was good. He said, when like he sees Drake with sexy rays, like two bad bitches. I was like, this is a self-aware king. He's very aware of the times. And he's like, I acknowledge it. Like Drake is telling you guys all the time. He's a stunt queen. He's a bad bitch. Like he be about it. Okay. Listen, if like big butts become a thing, Drake would totally get, like big butts on men become a thing, Drake would totally get a BBL. I see it. I believe it. I'm telling you, he will morph into anything that's like very like palatable for consumerism. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just calling it out and saying that she's a strategic queen. So it's cool. It's cool. You know, I mean, we've already seen the response, 10 things I hate about you. And you know what? It is perfect for the kind of demographic that, you know, Drake, makes music for, because it's like, if you're going to take like a cult classic, because, you know, several cult classics were like, sampled in Euphoria. You know, this is the opportunity to, you know, pick one of the black cult classics and went for 10 things I hate about you. I guess, I would give him the benefit of the doubt and say that maybe, like, because it was a very rushed response. And there was that video of DMX saying, I don't like how he walks, that whatever that Kendrick reference. Drake probably just went and said, 10 things I hate about, you know, and then that movie came out. And he was like, you know, post it. You know, it's really about, because, you know, in all of these, like, beef, whatever, Drake has always been about responding quickly. So it is what it is. And that is the tea that is going around tonight and today and all the time. I'm just waiting for another response. If by the time this comes out, there's another response that we have missed, well, just know I'm dissecting it at home and having a good time.
Want to give mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Your answer is just two taps away. Yes! Introducing TapTap Send, your go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download TapTap Send today from your app store and send money as easily as you can say, tap tap.
All right. So, yes. You know, May Day was how many days ago? You know, celebrating the day of the workers. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this for a fact. Man was not made to labor in the way that we do. I don't believe it. I strongly don't believe it. I'm telling you guys, capitalists have set up a system that makes sure that, like, we're working most of our lives instead of relaxing. And that's a problem for me. Because outside of marrying well or, like, being somebody's sugar baby, I don't see how I'm going to stop taking care of myself. Because even if I retire at 60, I now have to think of something. You know, bitch, this is on the verge of a collapse, bitch. 12, 13 years of working gone down the drain almost. I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? So I'm just, like, you know, very aware of the times. That's what it is. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, corporate culture, because a lot of you guys work in offices and a lot of you guys have things that you hate about working in offices. And we felt like we'd go out and find out what people thought about it. So what is a corporate culture that you think absolutely needs to go? Nobody has time for that. Like, why do we still do that? What is that one thing that happens to corporate? So you're just like, hey, we can be better if we do it this way instead. That's what we went to the streets, the people, the functions, the places to find out. And we gave you these responses. We'll be right back to Dish on the other end of this very interesting podcast that you have decided to listen to today.
Still in work mode. Of course, we're still in work mode. Turn a nigga up. Let them know. Let's work.
If you know they talk about dough, I want bone, don't call my blood clot phone.
When people are like tired and want to take a nap or something, people are always looking at them like, ah, would they be older? But we have to stop that. Why you if you are not and we are be too big, what could the bank for lunch? When you cook, I was saying, yeah, like 30 minutes yesterday, be awake, like aside the normal lunch break hour. No, okay, French countries, I'm lunch in 2 hours. 2 hours. Oti benfi abesu mi akonu spaghetti aba.
Hey, I fully agree with you because me won I eat fufu like 4 times a day, hey. 4 times a week. Na me to be fufu, but now I feed it by 2-3 and one. Ne to me me.
It is that time, bro. I was saying that 30 minutes yesterday. Because who meet me cry? Obi am fami tine sheho.
Can you imagine? No, honestly, I always say that the best work is done from morning till 10.
So exactly.
By 11, you're starting to think about what you want to eat for lunch.
It's about 11 to 12, no. Now if you want some lunch, boy, we're cut out. And now we're back canteen host, then we're cut out. Now we're banner with dear we na da also no. Or say member sign, member maths, member Excel.
And can come on, we did we so manga so much trim, oh,
better obey ya, girl, no.
So they have to watch their own dishes.
You have to watch
it. But can you imagine eating and then you're doing manual labor? You have to sleep.
Oh, or yeah, director. So everything he says is right. But oh, Jimmy.
Just say, respect should be merit based.
Somebody came to office inquiring some information. It's like, oh, I went to that building on the Christ the King Road, no, Star Building. Hey. Yes, I'm from there. And so I guess he was expecting to say, oh, yes, sir, master. Like, oh.
Those guys.
No. And we were like, oh, okay, that's okay. But you follow the guidelines.
Thank you.
I hate that. And then when I told my colleague about it, he's like, hey, you don't know who I sent them.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to respect them. I'm like, no, this is my office.
Yeah.
I'm the boss here.
I've been a man who built it now, Okano.
Yeah.
I get it. What about?
Same thing, actually. Oh, please, he's an, please, I'm coming to submit this for so and so. He's the MP of and so fucking what? Let him sit down and join the line. When he came, he didn't see that poet sitting here. I don't like those things at all.
You don't like the priority that they give their managers?
No.
What is the reason? Like, what is the reason?
They are managers.
You speak to my managers, my reason.
What do you manage?
My affairs.
Oh, be a CEO, MD.
You know, sometimes too, they are just saying it. They actually are not coming from there.
Okay.
Some obscure MP came to my office this week. I was pissed off. So, oh, auntie, smile. I was just looking at him. He said, am I permitted to buy you data? I'm like, hey. Do you know that a security camera is observing this interaction?
You said obscure MP. Now, aspirants about all that. Well, we knew.
All right. Thank you so much.
I simply think it's the inculcation of...
Hey, inculcation. Just out to bro for...
I'll go school.
Okay.
Of... this old prayer BS.
Morning prayers.
Yeah, like...
You don't like morning
prayers. We have to work. What's with the prayers?
We have to start with the Lord.
Not everyone is a Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, so... It's an office space. We are supposed to be working.
Office boyfriend and office girlfriend.
Like, whoa, work husband and work wife.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't see the need to have a work husband and a work wife. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, isn't all work and no play make jack and all?
No, you can still have fun. You can still, do your chit chats, gossip here and there. But what's the meaning of...
Gossip your fun.
Sorry?
Gossip your fun.
Yeah, gossip. We would do, we won't talk crap. I say, we will have a crowd. I will say, hey, I will hear this show. And what you say? You be sad, but then husband and wife, yeah, no. It's not allowed.
And they will be the BIA one.
Not really, but I mean, who are around?
Oh, da baby, na me da baby, oh, be a by you. Mrs. Sabre, but they were honka, me dan in passo. Me try shemmy hoo, shemmy hoo, shemmy hoo, ah. Come on, Jay, come on, Jay. I said, when I would have done one chay, one pemonka will be there. Come on, come on, Debbie. Into your knee, hoy, about me, chinny, see you. Into your money, me, handkerchief. Now, me, so I'm a dear paper. Oh, the money, me, handkerchief.
So I'm a dear paper. Money me handkerchief, na me suwa me dia pepa.
Ke feri o ma jemi,
se me suwa me dia pepa.
Ila biye,
awa ke foy, ma chumbo ya fanwe.
Ta money me handkerchief,
se me suwa me dia pepa. Money me handkerchief, na me suwa me dia pepa.
Team meetings.
What's wrong with team meetings?
Oh, masa. Oni pe, oni nene ye jumano. Juma na only name the Ekoso more already more deliverables between only o co-worker and we name the Amoyes wage. May they meet in Bium now, person afraid Bium will be delay another co-worker, Juma.
Won't say it's supposed to remind people that you are supposed to do your work, because some people need supervision. If you don't have these meetings that will brief you, won't say work will go undone. You can't be in an office when you're meeting that.
Oh, I mean, so we're at least 2 weeks because.
I don't team meeting. I don't know how frequent.
Me hold me office there every day.
Morning prayers.
Oh my God, you're the second person saying this.
Immediately, because what's the point?
You're praying before work starts to sanctify the office.
But the office doesn't have sanctified people in it. All the people are wicked and evil.
When you decide to leave a company and they are trying to ask you where you are going to, it's very annoying. Like, oh, where are you going to? Why are you leaving us? Can't you stay for a while? Oh,
one man notice
is too short. Yeah, but I'm going to another place. Mm. So why are you asking me 1 man notice is too short? If I die right now, you'll get someone.
Actually, there are people who, like, they're above you and you can do their work better. And it's like they are there. And you're like, so why are you there?
Oh, you can see the incompetence and upper management.
And when you have, like, let's say, a stakeholder meeting, these people don't even know
what they're talking about,
the technicality. So they're not even there. They don't even want to show up because they're useless. And then people.
But they make more money than you.
Exactly.
And they call the shots.
Bosses, stop stealing your subordinates' work. How can you give me work to do? I labor and slave over it. And then you have no fucking clue what went into it. You have no idea how to explain the work. You go and sit in a fucking board meeting and butcher what I have done and claim it as your work. Can't have no say where.
I agree.
Why am I calling you auntie or uncle or daddy? No, I will call you by your first name, Gertrude. Not me telling
someone. Gertrude?
Yes.
Not the person's surname.
I thought I said your first name, Gertrude.
So even if they're like 45, 50.
Yes, it's your name. Why? Literally, someone introduced and it's like, oh, thank you. Okay, I wasn't trying to be nice. I was like, oh, Madame Patch. I was like, no, Auntie Pat. Why am I calling you? You are a head of a department. Why should I call you Auntie Pat?
You are of no relation to my mother or father.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to call you Auntie, because if you're also going the wrong, I want to look you in your face and say, Patricia, I think this didn't go right.
Yes, please.
Why? What's wrong with yes, please?
It's just nonsense. What is yes, please?
You mean, it's a polite way of saying yes.
Yes, please. Not yes, please.
Oh. It's a word, a tonation. No?
Yes.
You're kind of saying?
Yes. Comma, please.
Oh, so you need to, like, inflect higher.
Yes.
Yes, please. Hmm. Hey, there's an area saying, why are you doing? Is this what you want people to be concerned about?
Yes, please.
What is wrong with being polite?
You can be polite. Yes, but yes,
say please at the end.
I don't know.
No, you know, like, yes, comma, please. Yes, please. It's fine. But yes, please. Yes, please. It's too much.
Okay, so
that's
you
one. I have another one. Have
okay, what's another one?
Having to greet the people in positions higher than you are just so that they see you.
Oh.
So it's not like you care about them. It's not like you respect them. But you just have to go and show face.
Strategic top of mind awareness.
Uh-huh. Oh, you give it a name. Yes,
exactly.
It has to go away.
It has to go away. Yes. You think it should be merit-based?
Yes.
You are expecting a lot from this city, girl.
Because you're wasting your time.
Girl, focus on free...
Monday morning.
Free-flowing water and electricity. That's where we can... Let's fight there.
At meetings where you have to stand up because the boss just walked in.
You stand up when your boss walks in?
Yeah.
Oh!
welcome him or something. Or when anybody, like any
senior person
walks in, like the minister, the whatever, yeah, directors walk in, you have to like stand up.
You don't understand.
Yeah, what is that?
Respect.
Yeah, but how?
What do you mean how?
How is my standing up showing respect?
So, like, it's like you're not supposed to be in a position of comfort when they are coming. So how dare you be sitting down? Like, stand up for them.
Oh, they might as well crawl when we see them.
Who be crawling, mum? I don't know how to pay.
My broken pony. When I make it, watch out.
Tonight, pillow and shit, nah, no, we nah wake up. Me and me man have a fight. Dilly and Dally make out till we pass out. Everything safe tonight. Pillow and shit, nah, no, we nah wake up. Me and me man have a fight. Dilly and Dally make out till we pass out. Run after round like marathon, pass the baton. We doing it, run after round right now. In the bumper town, we doing it, run after round like marathon, pass the baton. We doing it, run after round, run after round right now. In the bumper town.
I feel like people should get up and do their own fucking thing.
What does this mean?
So it's like you're in the office, you just want to get something downstairs. Then somebody asks you, oh yeah, where are you going? I'm going to get some biscuit. Can you get some? I'm like, bitch, get the fuck up, go get it.
But you're already going to the same place. You're already going there.
I work with this lady. She comes in. She's very hungry. She's just waiting for somebody who is going downstairs so that she can get breakfast. My bitch, how did you get up here?
And they say, when you go to the office, you want to eat, but you're like, Debbie, mommy, we miss serpent.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, so you've been sitting down and starving.
So when I'm going, I just carry a biscuit. And then I drink for them, I'm fine. But meanwhile, I want to go and get bread and egg. But that bitch there.
You see? Or to found it, so. Ah, no, but so doesn't anybody else go and buy? Because me, my tactic would be like, I'll wait till somebody else is going. So when they finish sending that person, then I'll just go.
Oh, for me, like the whole thing. It's like, that's what she does. Like one day, I mean, just get up, go get it. Why should you always rely on somebody who is going downstairs to?
Mommy, you say your cardio kakra.
Personally, going to work physically, like, personally, I feel like there's no need to go to work, like, be physically there in any office.
Remote.
I don't think
remote.
There's nothing you have
remote.
To do. Like,
we go remote.
Everybody sit in your house and do your work.
Remote.
Enjoy yourself. Remote. Relax. Relax.
Do you why do you want remote?
Charlie, bro, because I feel like you can actually get the work done when you feel most comfortable. Exactly. And that's in the house.
Thank you.
That's in the comfort of
home. What about the people that are distracted when they're in the house?
I mean, they will figure out a way.
It's up to you. It's up to you. You know yourself.
No, you have to put in the input. Put in the input to show that you're not like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Put in the input.
So you leave the house, go to somewhere that will be more remote.
Like a cafe.
Exactly.
Or fucking beach. I won't lie to you.
Beach. At the beach?
Yeah, I won't lie to you. I work there.
The beach blowing your brain.
You won't lie to you.
Inside.
Certain people. Certain people. Not everybody. Certain people.
Okay. All right.
I work at the beach. I'm a multimedia artist. I work at the beach. I work at the beach.
Wow.
My ideas at the beach.
Really? So if you are putting an office space, you won't get any ideas.
Office space. And I look at chairs, and I look at picture and then table. What am I doing there?
You complain.
Let me be on the fucking bed. Let me look at the fucking ocean, the fucking sand. I would fucking give you something.
Cutting your hair, like
what?
Like
facial,
you know,
hair and everything.
If you want to braid your hair and go to corporate, they should allow you.
Yes.
Why?
If I had neat cornrows with a nicely shaven bed, I can come to the office.
Hold on,
look
hold on,
sexy
hold on, hold on,
in the suits or
do you have neat? Do you have a neat beard? Do you have a neat beard, Jose?
I don't have a neat beard.
Hold on now.
No, see, don't mind this one. I like the point you are making.
But my cornrows are on point right now.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
All it takes for me to wake up tomorrow, go get a cut, and I look sexy again.
Valentine.
But you're always sexy. It is what it is.
Okay.
It is what it is.
I like it. Yeah,
it is what it is.
Confident.
So they should really stop.
They should allow you both to bring your own hair so you can switch it out.
Exactly. As long as I'm getting your money, it's fine.
I think the whole 9-to-5 thing should, I mean, they should take it off. It should be 9-to-3. Go home, go and relax. You see, they should prioritize work-life balance.
When it's closed at 3 p.m.
Yeah, sometimes you sit in the office, you do your thing, but like after midday, you are done, you are just sitting down waiting for 5 to check out. I mean,
wasting data.
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
So 9-to-5 should be 9-to-3.
9-to-3, and then we should work from Monday to Thursday. Friday should be part of the weekend.
Sir,
yeah.
Founding father say trodden away.
And then also Mondays. I feel like Mondays work should start at 10
instead of 8.
Yeah, 10-to-3, because people have traveled. You know, these days people have families elsewhere. They've gone to see them. They are coming back. So I mean, we should chill a bit.
I love that. All right, we're back, we're back, we're back. I'm still waiting for the submissions, but y'all want to be funny with me. So, we're back, we're back, we're back. Centelia Cry is back to entertain you. Ooh, I wish I could direct a girl group. I know I'll eat. Anyway, you know, very interesting responses. And I could resonate with a lot, but for me, what I really think I want to interrogate is this whole thing about office contributions when like people have certain milestones in their lives, right? I just want to know who decided on the categories. Because it's like, if you lose a parent, we'll give you money. If you have a baby, you know, so because let me take it back. If you lose a parent, we'll give you money. And I'm like, fair, you've lost something. And, you know, funerals are expensive. You literally have to cough up a lot. So I've always understood that, you know, sympathy, we give it to you, help, support, we give it to you. And then I never really understood somebody's getting married. Like that happens in class group chats more than offices, but somebody's getting married is wild to me. How is that any of my business? Like, why must I contribute to you throwing a wedding that you want to throw and knowing fully well that wedding is out of your budgets? I'm sorry. I don't agree to that. I don't agree to that. I'm sorry. And then it gets even worse. After you have gone and gotten married and come ask us for money, you come and ask us for money again because you have given birth. Like, we didn't even have some of the sex with you. So for me, I just want to know, who decided the categories? Because like, we do funerals, we do marriages, we do this one has giving birth. Hey, what about me? I want to throw a party. Yeah, I just turned 30. I want to throw a party. Like, what about me? Why does that not matter? What about me? I want to do it. That's my mental health, how I'll feel. Because you people do all of these things because of what people would think and how it will make you feel. Yes, you can get married without a wedding, but you are appeasing somebody. That's why you're not sticking to what you want to do for yourself. Yes, that's how I feel. What is that? We are yimuna. Okay. Well, anyway, the mubeji scary. Okay. Me too. Me person me a party. Oh, I want to buy a car. Yeah. Yeah. That's what will give me happiness. I too want to buy a car. Or a dog. It doesn't have to be too crazy. A dog. Me koto poodle. I'm on for a poodle. But I go 4K, 5K, 6K, 8K. Me pesi car. Mwenye contribution, mami. I didn't think that yimu. You know, it's only some things that we can do contribution for. I have never understood it. I will never understand it until it can be addressed. But, I mean, this is my pet peeve when it comes to the corporate kiki. Because, I don't know. It's not even that much. The money does not even last. Barely takes you halfway through the month. You are struggling. You get it. You may be braced. It's economy more a ding. Now, so be a warrior. Who was sign? Akwele, oh, na, ke, ma, min, shang. Oh, na. Hey. Ajula what you say, Achra what you say, kefe. O ta no fe wedding. No, me na achra ole, karo pie. No, no, ta o cheese. Hey, ajale, ta shia. Cha me, club bie, ke kwa mi ke kena. Ajale, cha me. Ye, o shia. Me ni ne. Hey. Some of you have, munia badaye, that's how I see it. Because in this era way. Hey, pokulumaja era way. You shouldn't be asking your friend for money. You shouldn't be asking your friend for money. Please, I beg you. I beg. Unless you know that the person has a lot of money. Unless you know the person has a lot of... That yeah, regular civilians, yeah. Yeah, the baku boss of... Ina ayotsu, no. Pao chow. Let's all be guided. And that, you know what? I'm just going to get down from this ladder because this is, it's taking me high. It's taking me high. And I want to come down, 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 down below. Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, that was a rant if I've ever heard one myself. I don't, I mean, all of this was just so spontaneous. But I just want to say, if you have any opinions on my opinion on the corporate culture, you know what to do. Let's get interactive. Tweet at us at Sincerely Accra on Twitter, Instagram. And Uviena would dilemma how so. Then you send us a letter and let us address this for you because we like to talk about people's business. So bring us yours. You know what I mean? On that note, baby girls and boys and everything in between, we're going to get into our listener letter segment.
It's 3 a.m. I've been sitting in the dark, pants in my hand while hands on the clock. Told my niggas we could do it on the spot. Dance when I realized you need money for the top. So I've been stuck in a cycle for 3 years, and I think it's made me a psycho for 3 years. So if you see me in town and think I'm being weird, you try dying and end up not being dead. It's work, get money, put it back and repeat. I be racing, no time for defeat. Toes all done, I know you wanna kiss my feet. The only time I'ma rest is when I eat. The only time I'ma rest is when I sleep. You know I flow, never thought that it was deep. Yo, look at me, kitty, hotter than the heat. Your eye on me, booty bouncing on the sometimes beat. Sometimes me, myself, and I be having conversations in my head. I said, maybe people really think this bitch is dead. Me, Seth, why these fucking voices up here in my head? Myself, I just really wanna fucking go to bed.
On this week's listener letter, we're gonna be taking a letter from, what am I gonna call this one? Stay For You, yes. So Stay For You says that. So I have two dilemmas. I've been job hunting for about 6 months now, been to quite a number of interviews, but no response. I finally decided to settle for an internship someone referred me to. I am going to be on probation throughout the period and will get employed if I meet their expectations. The salary is not great at all, you can imagine, but I have to settle for it. Hey, Stay For You. Don't test me. 2 weeks into my new role, I received a call from a multinational company. I went for an interview 3 months ago regarding an offer from them. I mean, the salary is great with additional benefits. This kind of seems like a no-brainer for me, but I've never resigned from a role before. So girl, you're about to find out. So I'm finding it hard approaching HR to inform them about my intention. The corporate world is ruthless, so as an employee, you also have to your employee and not give them, The corporate world is ruthless. So as an employee, you also have to your employee and not give them chance at all because they will lay you off so easily to save their asses. I've undergone every bit of training to integrate me into the company, and they have been given souvenirs and welcome into the family. Once again, I know this is a no-brainer, but advise me out on how to go by this. I'm thinking of making up some story that's worth believing. I cannot also just decide to stop coming to work. That's not right. Stay For You. Be so fucking for real, please. Be so fucking for real. Stay For You. If you didn't stay by a plan, shout out to Afi and Zoo. Guys, I don't know. Am I alone here? I just feel like souvenirs is not a strong enough thing to hold me to a fucking internship. What did I give you, girl? A file, a customized pen, and a customized gift bag, and a notebook, and a brochure for the internship? If you don't get her from there, if you don't get yours, don't annoy me. Hey, and she be able to see. Do you not see multinational? Do you know that? Go and listen to our episode on the Ghanaian Dream. Go and listen to our episode of multinational Juma after full time. Almost about decent. 3 months of a waiting time for a company that's a multinational is very decent. It means they are doing their due diligence. It just shows the commitment. What do you see? Hey. Okay, actually, let me say something. I just bullshitted my way through that last few seconds of what I said. I feel like it's very debatable, so feel free to debate. But yeah, babes, let me tell you something. First of all, it's an internship. You don't have to feel any type of way about it. You know, and let me tell you something. Listen, HR can be like, you know, a monster and everything, but like, if you know your worth and you know the rules and you know that you're not in wrong, you're always better for it because you approach these things with confidence. And if it's legal and it's within the rules, HR cannot do anything to you. What are you talking about? It's an internship. They are now coming to test you to see if you will take the... Do you get what I'm trying to say? Whereas somebody has given you a full-time job, it means whatever you showcase in your interview over there, it's enough for them to want you right away. These people want to see about you. Girl. Sometimes that can even come across as cheap labor. Because on probation, you make one thing. And if they decide you are full-time, you make another thing. Sometimes it's just cost-cutting. That's how I see it. Get away your penal. But we can't afford it right now. And see, entrapping with probation. So it's go from 3 months to 7 months. Yeah. To a year. Go and find out. Girl, if you don't get up and just... Please. I beg. Stay for you. Don't stay for them. And that's what I've got to say on this one. If you have any questions on things that are bothering you in your life, dilemmas that you're having, issues that have been confronted into your life, things that you have caused, things that you have brought on, and you just want to hear my funny opinion on it because seriously, you can't be taking it serious, send us a letter at Sincerely Accra on Twitter, Sincerely Accra on Instagram, and if you're bold and brief, Sincerely Accra on TikTok because I don't even know how the fuck that works. But sure. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, we'll be right back to do the shout outs.
Sure, you think so, she fine, no. I don't really know what you want to, but I forgive my love for her.
Anywhere we date, baby, make sure you call upon my name. Turn the fire, no thunder, for who want to take off?
All right, on this week's episode, I want to shout out my very special friend, Maureen Biney. Oh my God. Maureen, I really love you because you know what? You're so, like, I've known Maureen since Ashesi. Like, I've known of her, right? But we never really had, like, much of an interaction. And so, like, she's my senior. And so, like, we finished school and then I... Can you imagine Maureen and I live in the same neighborhood? I was in McCarthy Hill, she was in McCarthy Hill. I had no fucking idea. But like, I just admired her from a distance because she was always happy. She's like, you know, and she's smart too. Very smart. Doing big things. She's a big girl. You know what I mean? So I just feel like after where we connected and we're like, we're friends, you know, people you don't talk to all the time, but like, it's always good vibes on site and the intentions are pure. It's just, that's how it's been, you know. And I just wanted to give you a shout out, Maureen. Oh, I love you. And a big shout out to the big little girl too, baby. All right. The next person I wanted to shout out is actually Mad Childs on, from Snapchat. Okay. Mad Childs is always like listening and posting us on Snapchat and tagging me. And I just felt like I wanted to give you guys a shout out because I really appreciate it when, you guys like put us on. You know what I mean? You're talking about the podcast. Because I feel like, when it comes to posting on social media, right, people post what they want to post. And if they want to post you, for me, it's a big deal. It's one thing listening to, like, there are things that I listen to and I watch that, like, I won't, like, share. Like, I'm just not compelled to. And there are certain things that I'm like, oh my God, everybody must see this. People must enjoy this too. So, if somebody feels like that about our podcast, I really love it. And I wanted to give a shout out to Matt Charles. Thank you guys. Well, you know, happy May Day to everybody. Make sure you're working on your, you know, get out of labor, plans. Cause y'all cannot, look. Working till we're 60 and seeing what the pension is going to give, it's not a good look. And let me tell you something. Kids are not foolproof either. Okay. Mufa said, "Don't say a planner, but like, let's make some plans. You know, we cannot work forever." Anyway, guys, it's been real. My name is Josephine T. And this has been the Sincerely Accra podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to the podcast hosting network, GCR, that's the Gold Coast Report, and my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantefori. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you're always checking for us because you know, you listen, they know. It's always a good time on the Sincerely Accra podcast. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
I get dangerous about my money and family, a little too dangerous. I said I get dangerous, go play somewhere to f*** me, so I get dangerous. Yeah. Nobody knows me, nobody could, and yet they act like they do. But if you let me, you won't regret me, okay, so what, I may not play by the rules. I promise that I'm one of a kind in a world so dangerous.
No, it's not the way they do their thing.
No, I'm not. No shame enough. The contentment is our pride. You lie, ain't no shame enough. No way.
No pain.
But that's not me, I'm fine. Thoughts I must be aware of. My life, oh, what a ride, oh, what a ride. Take counsel, take advice. Just might keep them open doors for you. Neighbors, they watch it. Stereotyping on stop. Character assassination as I'm learning.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.